Under a measure approved by the State Assembly, teachers would no longer be evaluated based on their students' standardized test scores. It's a reversal of a controversial policy that helped lead to a widespread boycott of 3rd through 8th grade tests associated with the former Common Core standards. But the measure faces an uncertain future in the state Senate. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Early in his term in office, Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state's former top education officials all championed the policy to use test results to rate teacher performance. At the same time, the 2010 National Common Core standards were being implemented, and the number of standardized tests that students were required to take multiplied. There was a backlash from teachers and parents, and in 2015, there was a boycott of some of the tests, which continues this year. Governor Cuomo has since distanced himself from the policy, and now the state assembly has passed a bill to get rid of the requirement altogether.
Announce the results.
Ayes 131, noes 1.
The bill is passed.
Opposition to the former Common Core standards and the associated tests became a rare bipartisan issue at the Capitol. Assemblyman Steve Otis, a Democrat from Westchester, voted for the repeal.
What we heard from school superintendents, school board members, teachers, parents, the same message, all united, which was they didn't think the state tests were helping them teach kids.
Assemblyman Fred Thiel, a Republican from Long Island, says the change will restore local control to school districts.
This was probably the single worst idea that ever came out of Albany. And I am glad that today we are finally reversing that.
Assembly Education Committee Chair Kathy Nolan, a Queens Democrat, offered a veiled criticism of the governor in her remarks on the floor, saying she and many other lawmakers always felt the policy would spur a revolt.
We warned of this. We warned the executive of this in 2015, that there might indeed be people feeling overwhelmed and not wanting their children to take these tests. We've seen that that has been the result.
Nolan says the measure does not preclude individuals school districts from using the test score results as part of their teacher evaluations if everyone at the school agrees. But the state's current education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, would be required to come up with alternative assessments to be used to measure teacher performance. In the state Senate, Senator Jim Todisco, a former teacher, is sponsoring a similar measure. Todisco, a Republican from Schenectady, says the list of supporters has grown to 38 senators, but there's still some opposition to putting the bill on the floor for a vote.
We're going to work hard to, no pun intended, educate my colleagues on the importance of not using a standardized test as the holy grail for evaluating kids or, by extension, evaluating teachers.
Todisco says he thinks the governor is moving further away from the original policy to link the tests to teacher evaluations because he faces a Democratic primary challenge from the politically progressive actor Cynthia Nixon. Nixon told a meeting of the state's largest teachers union, New York State United Teachers, that she would repeal the policy.
And it seems every time she makes a statement, he follows through what she has to say. And she has come out opposed, obviously, which is the right thing to do.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, said in a statement that the governor's staff has been working with the legislature as well as the education community for months to address this issue and would like to see it resolved this session if possible. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Our weather forecast for the day today.